Well, welcome, gentlemen. Well, as most of us know, everything is a mess, isn't it? The political landscape is a mess. Films, movies are a mess. TV series are a mess. Society in general is a mess. And the reason is because femons have gotten into everything and turned it into a mess. The entertainment industry is a mess. That's because femons have been pushed into these places of producers, writers. They've been shoved into the political landscape as well. Most companies have a quota. You have to have certain amount of femons by law. Doesn't matter whether they're any good at their job. They gotta have them, if you know what I mean. But the reason it's such a mess is because femons write as femons. They produce films as femons. And femons can only see one side of the coin, their side. They don't write a film or a book for everybody. They write it for them. They're so entitled and self-centered, they can't see anything else. Unfortunately, the world is full of not just femons. So generally, their work doesn't fare too well. Because in the real world, there's two sides of a coin, isn't there? When we think of arrogance, we're supposed to think of men. But femons, generally, are far more arrogant than a man ever has been. That's why their films, their books, are all about how great they are. But it doesn't sell too well, because in reality, femons are the flawed species. I mean, they're adequate at what they've been designed to do. But I'm afraid in reality, they fall short at everything else. And the only reason femons have got as far as they have is because man's helped them. All us men, and especially the white knights, need to stand back and let the femons fail. To give them a taste of reality. To show them they're not all princesses and entitled. To show them that they're just human like everybody else. And their shit does stink. And for them to get to know their limitations, because they have plenty, don't they? And of course that reminds me of the line that Clint Eastwood said, a man's gotta know his limitations. But man isn't the only human on the planet, is he? This speech was brought to you by San Miguel. And thank you for listening. You take it easy. A femon's got to know her limitations.